Nashville's being forced to decide, does a giant Ferris wheel belong on one of the most prominent spots downtown? A proposal to build a wheel caught many people by surprise in recent weeks, and now officials are asking some tough questions. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
New Ferris wheels make a perfect spectacle for TV news and tourism travel guides on YouTube.
Checking out Navy Pier's new and improved Ferris wheel in downtown Chicago.
Bigger, taller, and faster Ferris wheel.
The Capitol Wheel is a world-class attraction, and it's the perfect way to top off your trip to the Tanger Outlet.
That last clip advertises the 180-foot Capitol Wheel in Washington, D.C. It was built by the same company that's pitching an observation wheel for downtown Nashville with glassed-in gondolas. Icon Attractions released a statement saying a wheel would improve a piece of riverfront land that the company labels as underserved. Yet some key decision makers have doubts.
I tell you, I don't really know.
That's Rip Ryman, a board member with the Metro Sports Authority.
You can get too much of a fair type atmosphere down, and I'm not sure Nashville really wants that.
The wheel company says the attraction would come at no cost to taxpayers, yet there's a different impact on culture and reputation that's on the mind of another Sports Authority member, Bob Abroda.
You know, you have some cities where you can think of Ferris wheels as like kind of a signature piece. I guess my question is this something that becomes a signature piece, or is this something that makes it look like Marriott's Great America downtown?
The Sports Authority matters here because it owns a key strip of land on the east bank of the Cumberland River. It's next to the Titans Stadium and parking lots. Yet while the idea surfaced suddenly, Sports Authority Director Monica Faulknessen says she's carefully vetting the proposal.
You know, we have to have conversations with the stakeholders around the stadium, definitely with the Titans. We want to talk to Metro Parks and the Bridge Building and anyone who has a vested interest in that space.
Not explicitly mentioned in her list is the group with perhaps the most concern, the Metro Arts Commission. And herein lies some government friction. Metro Arts has been involved in drawing up two riverfront plans. Director Jen Cole says a paid tourist attraction like this is coming out of the blue.
Nothing like that was ever proposed in either of those plans.
And she told her board that a giant wheel would loom over public sculptures, especially the Ghost Ballet, that big red twist of metal. It took more than a year to choose where it stands.
And then anything that would majorly obscure the sight line would be of concern to us.
Cole asked the Sports Authority to notify her board if formal action is to be taken. She says she did that because the authority can make decisions faster than many other city agencies and without public hearings. But for now, the wheel is still just a splashy idea. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.